So go ahead and close your eyes and take some deep breaths. Begin letting go of the busyness of your day and everything that you need to think about later and everything else you could be doing right now. And give yourself this time to be about you and for you. The brilliant light of Holy Fire Reiki is revealed all around you, shining from the heavens, even beyond the fifth heaven, the sixth heaven, seventh heaven, and beyond, into beautiful lights of consciousness, the presence of love, divine mind at the source of creation, and all the light from the source of creation concentrates through Reiki into life force energy. Life force light. And this light surrounds you and it fills the air that you breathe and flows in on your breath, and the light that you breathe touches the light inside you and the light within you wakes up. Your life force energy wakes up. And your beautiful life force becomes visible to you now. You notice that it's right here. The light fills your breath from the highest levels of consciousness and awakens the light within you and the highest levels of consciousness within you, your life force. Your life force here in physical form. There are archangels who are standing at the corners of the land and on every side. And their divine light is shining into your light. The brothers and the sisters of the light, these illumined beings of the fourth and fifth heaven, they're shining their light into your light, divine consciousness. And the beautiful teachers of Holy Fire Reiki are shining their light into your light. And every time you breathe in the light. The light fills the air that you breathe. The divine light of these beautiful beings. And as you breathe in, the divine light within you wakes up. And you remember its presence now. And you notice that underneath some of the ways and the worries of your world is your divine light, your beautiful life force right here in your body, shining brilliantly, completely whole and healthy and brilliant. Your divine presence is right here. As you breathe in the light and the power of the earth, divine creation of the earth. And the light of the earth rises through you. The natural world surrounds you and shines the light of the natural world into your light and fills the air that you breathe. The animal kingdom is here, shining their light into your light. And as you breathe in, the light of the earth within you wakes up. And you remember now, your body is made of the earth. Your spirit is here in your human nature. And your human nature is extraordinary. And you take this time to recognize your divine light, your life force is right here in your body. And as you breathe in, the light shines from the heavens, from the light of God, even way out into the highest reaches of love and God consciousness. And shines the light into your light. And God's presence within you wakes up. And you remember now, it's right here. It's all revealed. Your divine nature is present. Your human nature is present. You are one presence. Your divine nature and your human nature together is your authentic self, living in your life, in your truth, your beauty, your joy and love, light. So you breathe in now, and you breathe in the light, and the light within you wakes up. And you notice you have all different kinds of things that you are thinking about here in your human nature. In your daily life. And you think about your intentions, your worldly intentions, your spiritual intentions, your personal intentions, your intentions for others. Your intentions for your intentions, for your intentions. And here in your human nature, you have questions about it all. And you take this moment now to go deeper into yourself, to go within. To go to your inner guidance and spiritual guidance, to ask your questions, to listen to your answers. And so here you are in yourself, your personality, your ego, your thoughts, your mind, your worries, your daily life, your reality. It is reality. And so you simply breathe for a moment. Bring your awareness to you. Take this time to say thank you to you and to acknowledge you. And bring your focus inward. You are going to go on a Reiki journey to your human nature and divine nature. and you're going to travel on the bridge of light into yourself in your highest consciousness to ask your questions and listen for your answers. And so we're going to go on a journey. You are going to go on a journey across the bridge of light to the most extraordinary place, right here inside of you. Your human nature is in your divine nature. Your divine nature is in your human nature. In truth, they're inseparable. Not be possible for them to be separated. You are one whole being, and you are bright and beautiful and magnificent. Hon Cha Ze Shonen, Hon Cha Ze Shonen, Hon Cha Ze Shonen. Chokere, chokere, chokere. Say hey ki, say hey ki, say hey ki. Daikomyo. Holy fire, holy fire, holy fire. Hon Cha Ze Shonen reveals itself as a bridge of light. And you are going to travel onto this bridge. There are beautiful beings on the bridge here awaiting you, guiding you, inviting you. And of course, you would like to go deeper into your spirit, your beautiful self, your authentic self, the place where you live in complete wholeness. And so Hon Cha Ze Shonen creates a bridge of light. And you step onto the bridge, guided by the beautiful beings. The light all the way from beyond the fifth heaven is shining on you. Shining on everything. The brilliant color of red fills the air that you breathe and flows in on your breath and fills the red in your body and in any of the places where this color was depleted or diminished. The color is full and bright and beautiful. And here in this color of red in your personality, in your selfhood. And you step forward on the bridge now and you walk into the color of orange. Everything is orange. The sweetness of orange. The sweetness of creativity. Ideas. The place of thought. And intuition is here too, right here in your gut, in every part of you. And so you step onto the bridge and you continue walking into the color of yellow. Here in the place of your ego. And your ego aligns in this beautiful color like the sunlight shining within you. The light of your sun filling your body, filling your world, shining through you, and the light shining on you from the heavens. And the light of the sun shining into the light of your sun. Your purpose is translated here, expressed here. This is the place where your creativity. Begins to express. And so the color yellow fills your body as this part of you begins to know what it is that matters to your heart. And you step into the green, the place of your soul. And you stand on the bridge and you look over the side and you see the river of life flowing underneath the waters. The river of consciousness. And the light from the heavens shines on the waters, reflecting beautiful colors and rainbows and sparkling light right into your eyes and into your soul. And you take a deep breath and you breathe in the sparkling light, and the sparkling light within you wakes up. Every shade of green fills your heart and fills your mind. And you begin to remember now even more of your divine self. And you keep walking across the bridge through the color of blue. Place where your truth resides, your life's message, the love you express, expressing your heart, expressing your higher consciousness, your innovative self. And you step across into the indigo and your intuition wakes up. Like the stars in the night sky. And everything is sparkling and vast. And all the possibilities are in the vastness. And the consciousness is there to be perceived, to be awakened. Your higher consciousness, your solutions, your resources, your intuition, your inner guidance, inspiration. And it's all waking up. And you realize that you're still here in your human nature as you're walking into your divine nature. They're all blended together in one rainbow of color. And so you step across the bridge and into the violet ray of light. And you open to the vastness and the beauty of you here in the purity of your divine self, your divine nature. And you realize your human nature is right here with you. You're still thinking. You still live your daily life. Here in the beauty of your divine nature, you can see that all at the same time, the power of love is here at the core of your being. The divine mind, the divine heart, the light of the earth, the light of God, all shining in you. Your spirit ignited right here inside. And because your human nature is also conscious here in your divine nature, you think to yourself, well, you came here to ask your questions, to listen for answers here in a place where the solutions reside in higher consciousness. Your resources are revealed. Your priorities, what matters to you. The truth of your intentions. Your actions are revealed. And so you decide that you would like to find a nice place to go and join here to listen and reflect. And so you see the pathway that leads along the river of life, the river of consciousness. And you decide to take the path, and you can hear the sounds of the birds. The animal kingdom is here, it's full of life. The fragrance of flowers is all around you, the sweetness. The songbirds are singing their songs, and you can hear the river flowing, the light sparkling off of the waters, shining colors everywhere. It's extraordinarily beautiful here. In fact, all there is love here. You find a really nice place along the river. It is a perfect place to sit down. And so you lean against a soft rock on the grass here with the river. And you begin to reflect. And you reflect on the intentions that you set in your intention mapping. You take a moment to think about what you were thinking about at the beginning of this time together, of this circle. Take a moment to think about your vision board and the guidance that it brought to you. And now take this time for automatic writing as you reflect and begin with the question. When you reflect on your intentions and your vision board, has anything changed? Have your intentions changed? Which ones have stayed the same? And when you feel ready, simply write down your answers and let them flow through your hands. When you reflect on your original intentions, or perhaps even your intentions before this class, to today, when you reflect on your vision board, has anything changed? What has stayed the same? as you're sitting at the river, you can feel behind you a beautiful light. It's like a glow coming in the back of you. There's a goblet of water, the living waters, and you take a long drink. And the river of life flows through you. And flows into every cell of your being. And that light that's shining, that glow that seems to be behind you, is calling you. And so you stand up and you follow the light. And it's guiding you to a place. And you can see that this light is actually you. And it's here in your treasure house of your great beaming light. And you follow the light beaming in the treasure house. It's calling you. You can feel it drawing you towards it. And you walk into the treasure house that is you. Your light. And here in your light, you realize you are your human nature and you are your divine nature. And you have great gifts and talents in your human nature and in your divine nature. So you come here to the treasure house of your great beaming light, and you ask, and you listen, what are my gifts? What are my talents? My gifts and my talents of my human nature and my divine nature. Explore yourself in your light and write your answers. Let them flow. Here in your treasure house of your great beaming light. And you listen. What are my gifts? What are my talents? My human nature and my divine nature. you decide to continue on your journey into your divine self, to continue exploring, and you find out how very beautiful you are inside right here. This is all in your body. And you decide you would like to go deeper into your consciousness now, into your thoughts, into your mind, and deeper into your consciousness, in your divine nature, to ask the questions about your human nature. They're one and the same. You follow along another trail, and now this trail, and it's, you can still see the river. This is close by. The river is flowing through you. Gently, it's so lovely here. And you take a pathway and you come to a beautiful field. And you begin walking on the path in the field. And butterflies fly up all around you. Thousands of butterflies. And you realize these are all your possibilities. You're here in the field of your possibilities. And you walk along here in this beautiful field and you find a great place to lie down. You're back against the earth, looking up into the sky. The light shining from the fifth heaven. The light of consciousness here in this place of possibilities. And you listen and you have questions here. Questions about your daily life here in your divine nature. And you lie here and it's peaceful. And everything feels like it's simply flowing through you. The ideas are all around and they begin to land on you. Beautiful butterflies simply touching you with possibilities. And so you ask the questions here. What are my intentions now? What are my solutions? What are my resources? What are my priorities? And you listen, and the possibilities reveal your answers. What are my intentions now? What are my solutions, my resources, my actions? And you listen and write your answers as they're revealed to you. All your possibilities, or perhaps even just one. And the possibilities are all around you, like beautiful butterflies flying. And you realize there's so very many. And you can choose which ones to manifest. Some are just ideas and possibilities. Some actually land and are for you to take action with. So you realize now that it's time to go back towards the river. And so you walk through the field of possibilities, and you see that there's a pathway that leads to the river of life. And you walk back to the river, and you walk along, heading back towards the bridge of light. And you see the place where you sat before. And you decide to stop and take a moment and just realize all the reflections that you have had in this short time here in your own divine nature. The beauty is here, the water, the light, truth is here. And you think about your intentions now. And you realize that your actions actually occur in your human nature. And you're kind of excited now that things are a little more clear for you. Your priorities are being revealed. What really matters to you here. And so you walk along the river of life towards the bridge of light. And you come to the bridge of light and the violet ray of light of your divine self. And you step onto the bridge and you begin walking back to your human nature. And you walk through the violet ray of light and the indigo ray of light. Your intuition and inner guidance. And into the blue, the truth of who you are. And your heart, the beautiful shades of green. The river of life flowing underneath the waters. Voices of the angels in the distance. And you can feel your divine nature and your human nature as you walk through the green of your heart and the yellow of your ego and through the orange of your creativity and the red of your true self, your human nature. And all the colors are right here in your body. And one breath fills your human nature and your divine nature. They are the same. And so as you journeyed into your divine nature and found your human nature there, now you journey back into your human nature. And find that your divine self is right here, all along, revealed to you. Your authentic self is revealed. And so you stand here now on this side of the bridge, Honcha Zeshonen, Honcha Zeshonen, Honcha Zeshonen, bringing you back into this breath. The colors of the earth rising through you, stabilizing all the colors of your body, stabilizing your divine nature and your human nature in your own vision. Revealing your divine presence right here. And so you take one breath and you breathe the breath of the earth and you move your awareness into time, into now, into you in this moment, in your life. And you think of how extraordinary it is that from the beginning of existence, you are you right now in this breath. And you have all the choice in the world with all the field of possibilities and your gifts and your talents and the things that you want to accomplish and be and all of those things, your intentions. Sometimes it can all seem so big. And here in your human nature, you think about bringing it into focus, narrowing it down all the way to your human nature, your daily life, and into this moment in your life. And you think about your conscious actions, all that you've just thought about. And then you realize that there is one action, one next step for you to take. And you listen here in your human nature with your practical solutions. Your practical resources, and you listen. What is your one next step? When you're ready, you can write it down and you can write about it. Here in your daily life, what is your one next step? What is the one action you can take towards your one next step? Now, go back and close your eyes again. And feel how solid you are. Breathe into your body. The breath of the earth. Breathe in the breath of time that you are living here in time. And that you flow easily with that. The river flowing through you flows easily into time. That your consciousness is accessible to you in any given moment, whether you are busy, whether you are in stillness. Your divine presence is right here. Your divine nature is right here in your human nature. And when you are in your divine nature, your human nature will still be there. They are one and the same. This is you. So breathe in and begin bringing your awareness back into the room where you are. And you can take as long as you like. When you're ready, you can open your eyes and come back completely. I put it on mute.
Oh, okay. My chair was loud, so.
Yeah, I know.
So I texted me.
I thought, oh yeah,
actually,
I better
though,
put it on.
There's mute. Feedback, I think, from this computer.
Oh, there
That's
is.
That's why she texted me. Originally, she thought it was me, but then when I moved, she said, no, it's still happening. And so I think it's the fan in that computer right next to the microphone on this computer. So she said it's not bad, but.
And who said it?
Danny. That's who was texting me.
Oh, I didn't know anybody was.
But she was letting me know.
Okay.
She was letting me know.
Okay.
They're thinking they can't hear.
Okay. Okay, so we're all unmuted now.
Still muted.
Okay, there we go. Well, would anybody like to share and also about, you know, where you were and where you are now? So if anybody would like to share, you can go ahead.